Talmore on a hot day. Just going in to go into a very old church. This is Talmore sur Gironde, the church of Saint Radegonde, R-A-D-E-G-O-N-D-E. She was a 6th century princess, and this church was built in the 12th century from 1140 to 1170. So let's just go and see what it's like. It's a major tourist attraction. Here, outside is a little graveyard with some very modern graves. And there's lots of hollyhocks growing all over the graves. It's one of the things that the village is best known for. This is one of the most beautiful villages in France. There's a specific association of the most pretty villages in France, and this is one of them. And to qualify, you have to have no more than 2,000 people and have something historic or artistic as well. Anyway, this church is full of designs all the way around. It's, you can see that some of it's been restored. Little creatures mixed with old stone, which has probably been here from the very beginning. Let's see what it's like inside.
I want to light a candle, and it's €3.
And I don't have any euros.
Mom, can't you do? Can I just have €3?
I don't have any.
It's a small church. It's very simple. Beautifully laid out in round and arched ceilings. This is piped music. I'm standing in front of a very modern statue of Saint Radegonde. She's holding a book and a fleur-de-lis. Well, I broke off that bit of the recording a bit further back. Now I'm back in the car and I'm rushing to try to find a cash point machine in the local village. Talmore is too small to have a cash point machine. Or maybe they don't actually want one there at all. But the whole thing, the whole experience of going there made me wonder whether such an idea, such a concept of, you know, the prettiest villages in France could be done for Ireland. There is apparently the prettiest villages in Italy and somewhere else as well. But I thought it would be quite a nice idea for tourists coming to Ireland to have a trail of the most pretty villages to go to. And I don't think such a thing exists already.